chevra, all the learning tonight. It's going to be Lila Nishmas, the Heilige Kedoshim from Pittsburgh, the 11 Neshamas. They were killed at Kiddush Hashem. You know, our avodah at this point, I deeply believe, after obviously caring and feeling and mourning with the families and with the community, and opening up our hearts to this terrible, terrible tragedy. But the avodah of a yid after that is to grow from it and mechazik and to be performing more mitzvahs and learning more Torah le'ilah nishmasam. Neshama, once it leaves this world, so its avodah in this world is to gain a kirvas elokim, a closeness to Hashem, and this is the world of asiya, and that's the world of schar. Once you move on to that world, so whatever you've amassed and whatever you've become, so that's the schar you're going to gain. But the way that you can continue to grow in the next world is if there are yidden who care enough and continue to do maisim tovim and learn and daven leila nishmasam. So that's a schus for their nishamas, and that's what we could do for these heilige yidden who died al tzkidish Hashem. I don't know how many of the chever saw that beautiful, beautiful video of the chever that went around putting tefillin on 11 yidden who generally don't yet put on tefillin. Maybe this will be a trigger to even them start putting on tefillin, but each one put on l'nishvas, another one of these heilige yidden. So beautiful. That's our avodah, to do more. L'il nishmasam. And therefore all the Torah we learn tonight, vada, will be l'il nishmasam, which zaycha, that this should be the last kapara and the last tragedy that Klal Yisrael needs to see before binyan beis hamikdash b'mehira b'yameinu. Parshas Chayesara, with this lengthy discussion, this very, very lengthy parsha, where we have Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. And one of the famous occurrences, a nes that occurred, as Rashi points out in Perchav Dalat, Pasuk Membeis, is Shekofsalo Haaretz. The same day he left, he got there. That a journey that should have taken a long, much longer time took a very, very short time. He had kvitzas haderech, which we find in a few makaymas in Torah, kvitzas haderech, where Hashem shortens the journey. And the question we have to try to understand and try to make sense of, why in this circumstance would Hashem bring kvitzas haderech? Why would he? It seems like an unnecessary nes. So if he would have journeyed and taken a few days, and then went to find Rivka, like why was it so necessary to have a kvitzas haderech here? To have a shortening of the journey of Eliezer. So before we understand that, we have to understand who Eliezer was. Who was Eliezer? Eliezer Eved Avram. We spoke a little bit about this already. We mentioned already last week. But who was Eliezer? The Gemara in Yuma first. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, and Mabez, talks about Eliezer, and it tells us that Eliezer, Eved Avram, Zakein, B'Yoshev, B'Yeshiva, Haya. He would sit and learn Torah from his Rebbe, as we mentioned, this is Amar B'Lazer, Shedoyle U'mashke B'Torasel Sharabu L'Achir. That he would take what his Rebbe said, he would even teach it to others. He sat and learned Torah from his Rebbe. He seems to be a tzaddik, a very special person. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah as well. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah in Nuntas Ches says, HaMoshel b'chol hasher lo, Pashabat, he ruled over all that was Avram, so he was in charge of it. But the Medrash says, Shalah shoylet b'yitzro kemoso. That Eliezer Eved Avram, he ruled over his Yetzirah just like Avram did. We know that's a big avodah, each and every one of us, to rule over our Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is very tricky and the Yetzirah is very strong. It's a big maila to say of someone, Shalit b'yitzro. That's what it means. Hamoshel b'chol hashalo. He ruled over maybe not just b'chol hashalo to Avram, b'chol hashalo to him. He ruled over himself. His Yetzirah that was trying to bring him down. So it seems like, from these makaris, it seems like Eliezer Eved Avram is mamish a tremendous tzaddik. That's how we look at him. Yet at the same time, if we look in Rashi, Very famous Rashi. A few Rashis earlier than what we were just discussing. We know that Eliezer had a daughter. And Eliezer wanted so badly that that daughter should marry Yitzchak Avinu. He loved his master Avram. He saw the greatness of the family. This was royalty. Avram on Goyim. So he wanted, of course, it goes without saying, he would want that his daughter should marry Yitzchak Avinu. And what does Avram say back? Something that's had to be very, very difficult for Eliezer to hear. Amar lo Avram. It's a medrash, but Rashi brings it down. Bini Baruch Vata Arur. My son is blessed and you are cursed. What's he referring to? That we know Avraham Avinu came from Shem, who from Noach was blessed at the end of Parshas Noach. And where did Eliezer come from? Eliezer came from Canaan. This is the old church. Eliezer came from Canaan, who was from Cham, who was cursed. And he says, "Ve'ein arur midabek b'baruch." A cursed and a blessed, they can't cling to each other. Sorry, I love you as my Eved. You're my trusted servant. But no go on the Shidduch. I'm not going with the Shidduch. I'm sorry. From there, Imam said, Eliezer's arur. Eliezer's cursed. Eliezer's cursed. It doesn't seem like he's so special. Avram's not willing to let his son marry Eliezer's daughter. He's Arur. Seems to be inherently cursed. Yet, what do we find as well in Bereishis Rabbah? And we find this as well in the Zohar, Chevra, listen closely. But I'm going to read it from the Bereishis Rabbah. That what happens? Vayomer bo baruch Hashem. The Eliezer, Vayomer bo baruch Hashem. These are the words we'll see, right? These are the words of Lavan, right? The Lavan says to Eliezer, "Vayomer Bo Baruch Hashem, Bo Baruch Hashem, come Baruch Hashem." He says that to Eliezer, and what does the Medrash say? Listen to what he says: "Shayasaver Bo Shu Avram Sheir Klaster Pan of Domelo." First of all, he was saying such a thing. He thought this was Avram at first. Because his face, and we'll come back to this, his face looked just like Avram. He had the same look as Avram. We have to understand what that means. Amar Rav Yosi bar Rav Dosi, Canaan hu Eliezer. Eliezer came from Canaan. Valyadei shesheris osa tzaddik, and through serving this tzaddik, through serving Avram, be'emunah, with trust, yotza miklal orer leklal baruch. He was able to leave a state of being inherently cursed to a state of bracha, to a state of blessing. In other words, what? And the Medrash is telling us, listen closely, what the Medrash is telling us, that Lavan, by saying to him, Bo Baruch, he was saying to him, now, starting now, you are blessed. You've changed from Arur to Baruch. Lavan, the one who gave him, in a certain sense, that bracha. By the way, the Targum Yonasan in Parshas Balak says that Bilam and Lavan were the same individual. Maybe a Gilgal, what it means, right? Lavan and Bilak is the same. What happened? Lavan and Bilam, and Parshas Balak. Lavan and Bilam are the same person. What happened by Bilam? Bilam, every time he tried to curse us, he blessed us. So Lavan as well. We know the Medrash, Lavan tries to kill Eliezer. But here he's giving him a bracha. They're one and the same. We see that, as the Nefesh HaChaim, by the way, very beautifully says, the Nefesh HaChaim reminds us, and don't ever forget this, and we need this chizik even today, especially today. And I want to say this properly, I don't want everyone to misunderstand what I'm saying. But our enemies, our oivim such as that evil Russia who's in jail right now in Pennsylvania, and all our oivim throughout history, Nefesh Chaim explains, they never have one drop of ability to damage or hurt us. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're just a shliach. Again, they're oivim, and they're choosing to do this, and they deserve to be punished. I don't want to say not. And they're disgusting, despicable. It's a compliment to say they're not a Russia. This person wasn't a person. You should have everything coming his way, and the worst of worst of worst. That being said, ultimately, that when a yid is going through tragic times, for whatever reason, even when we don't understand, it's not. It's from the Eibishter. It's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have questions why we can't understand the times. Sadik v'ralo. These are questions, but we have to accept and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And this is what was supposed to be, even though we don't want it. By the way, that's the biggest nechama. And it gives us the ability to move on. If not, we're frozen. But again, we don't know why. What do we know? We're living in a moment. We see one little picture. We see, not it's just a moment in front of us. We don't know the before. We don't know the after. We know the gegulim of these 11 kedoshim. We know what was going on in their lifetime. We know anything. Again, we cry and we feel. But we also know we don't know. What we do know is the Eibishter runs the Welt. Baruch Dayan Emes. Even on these Yidden, we say the same Baruch Dayan Emes. We say the same Baruch Dayan Emes. And that's why it is, by the way, at the beginning of the Sedra, Sarim Enu is Neftaris. And Avram Vinu cries. Avram Vinu comes, Lisbod Lisara of Livkosa, to eulogize Sarah and to cry. Lifod Vilivkosa and to cry. What's famous in that word Vilivkosa? It's a small chaf, right? A few times in Torah we find such a thing, these small letters, a small aleph and vayikra, a small chaf over here. The Baal Turim says, why a small chaf? He only cried a little bit, ma'at. He only cried a little bit. I want to suggest, the Baal Turim gives reasons for that. I want to suggest perhaps, you know why he only cried a little bit? Because someone who's a true tzaddik, and someone who's living with Hashem, always only cries a little bit. What do I mean by that? Meaning, you don't overly cry and you don't fall into the depression when tragedies happen. Because you have emunah bitachon, you know Hashem runs the Welt. It's all orchestrated from Hashem. We're sad of a tragedy. We miss the people. It's terrible. We feel. But we also know it's the Ribbono Shel'olam. And there's a plan and there's a reason. And Sarah Imenu Avram knew is now in Shemayim, and this was right for her and good for her, and I'm gonna. This is what the world needs for whatever reason. So I never cry too much. I'm able to move on. We need this Amuna. And that's what it is. Meaning, and that's what it is. That anytime, that's what this message of Bilam giving brachos to Klal Yisrael and love on giving, turning around Eliezer, Me'ara LeBaruch. Our enemies, even when they try to hurt us, they're really helping us. We might just not see it in the moment. Everything's from the Eibishter. We have to believe that and we have to know that. So now we can already understand why Hashem made Kvitsa Zaderech for Eliezer. This was going to lead to Eliezer going Me'ara LeBaruch. So Hashem wanted to help him and it should be as quick as possible. This is when he was going to go from a state of being cursed to a state of being Bracha. So I want you to get there as soon as possible so you can turn into Baruch. Chevra, listen closely. Everything we learn in Bereishis is Maisa Avos Sim Labanim. Everything we learn here in all Bereishis Maisa Avos Sim Labanim is to teach us lessons in life. To teach us our fundamental foundations of what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be a person in this world. In Sefer Bereishis, we've mentioned this here many times, there's a grand total of three mitzvahs. Pruvu, having children, Bris Mila, and Gid HaMasha. In a whole sefer, 613 mitzvahs, three, as disproportional as possibly could be. Because the whole sefer is just teaching us fundamental foundations of life, teaching us Derech Eretz, Kadam LaTorah, teaching us Midos, teaching us how to act, which is way more important than all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. I had the schuss to give a women's shiur earlier tonight. We spoke all about dating. Maybe Taka should have just combined the two shiurim and we would have gotten a lot more accomplished, you know? Would have been a nice idea. I don't know. Probably could have done a lot more that way. Okay, maybe. Who knows? All right, anyways, Lamaisa. Lamaisa. I'll tell you what I told the woman, because you should hear it. I'll tell you what I told the woman. Because you have to hear it more than they have to hear it. I mean, the whole shiur I gave was all about just emunah and davening, and really that's all I spoke about, having emunah and Hashem yatzah devar, that all shiduchim is from Hashem. Again, I'm not giving you guys over that shiur now. If you want, it's already up on Yom Torah, the chevra could listen. But I'll tell you what I told them. I told them that when they're dating, when they're looking for shidduch, the most important thing they should be looking for, see, they have it all wrong because they had individuals who guided them in the wrong way and told them that like the most important thing is you're looking for a guy that's going to be wanting to learn in Koila for 6 years, and he has a father that's going to support you in it, and you're going to live in Ramah Ashkol and pretend that you're being Moser Nefesh because you're being supported in family by your parents, and I'm being Moser Nefesh for Torah. That's what you think the most important thing in the world is. So sheker should be sheker. The most important thing you're dating for, the most important thing you should be looking for, and this is not like, this is the top of the list, and it's the first like 5 places on the list, and then you can get to other things, is one thing only. Midos toivos. The most caring, most giving young man that you've ever met in your life. That's what you want. About midos. You think they're going to know the difference if their husband learns 4 hours a day or 5 hours a day or 2 hours a day? Let's be real. Because they're told that by seminary teachers. Shkoyach. What they'll know is if their husband's going to care about them and put them before their Torah. And they'll know if their husband's going to put them before their, and put their kids before their Torah. And he's going to know if it's a particular night and things are crazy and you can't make it to Ma'ariv because you have 5 kids at home crying, you don't leave your wife and you daven b'yechidus that particular night. Because you put your midos and your chesed before, because derech eretz kodem l'torah. That's proper life. Because why do we learn? And don't get me wrong, you know how much. And I told them this. I told the women, I said, trust me. All the shiurim you don't hear from me, almost 99% of them are about a melech b'torah. Okay? Trust me. You know, because there's a women's chat. And I put up the shiurim that also sometimes I give the men. And most of the ones I give like Thursday night or other men's chat, they don't go up there. I said, you know why they don't go up there? Because they're all about a melech b'torah. Because trust me, I care about learning a lot. And I try to inspire my talmidim to be amal b'torah day in and day night, day in, all day and all night, and to learn and be most nefesh for Torah. But when it comes to a marriage, and when it comes to a husband, and when it comes to the father of your children, first and foremost, and the first 5 steps is just chesed and balimidos and anivus, and going to put you above everything else and put your children above everything else. And we learned it in this week's parasha. We see it in this week's parasha. What did Eliezer look for? He looked for a woman that's a balas chesed. That's all he looked for. He didn't check her length of her skirt. I don't see anywhere. I went through the parasha a few times. I didn't see anywhere that he checked the length of her skirt. And I didn't see everywhere that he gave her a test of how much emunah we have. And I didn't even see anywhere that he checked how much kavanah she had in her benching. Nowhere. Nowhere. It's not here. Try. Look. You guys find it for me. You know what? He looked for one thing. A balas midos chesed. And the same for them for us. Now don't get me wrong, of course Hashkaf is important, and of course you want to balance your Shemayim. I don't mean that that's not also important. But remember the Seder, remember the order. And remember what your perspective Kalas should be looking for in you, in how you act and who you are. Don't ever forget it. And that's all of Sefer Bereishis. All of Sefer Bereishis is just Midos and Derech Eretz. Ma'isav Zilbanim, to teach us how to live our lives. So in this Ma'isav Zilbanim, we also learn, Chavre, let's get back to what we were talking about, that Eliezer was able to go Me'arar Lebaruch, from a state of curse to a state of blessed. And maybe we're looking at this and learning this to teach us how awesome our lives, when we feel that we're a state of Arur, we're going through a difficult time in our life, and we feel like nothing's going its way. Begashmias, Beruchnias, how could I turn myself around? May Aror le Baruch. We've all had times in our lives when we feel Baruch. When things are going great, we feel Hashem's by our side, things are falling in place. Begashmias or Baruchnias. My learnings go well, my davenings go well, my Shmir Sinayim is going well. My life's going great. And then there are times in our life, and hopefully it's much less, we feel like we're just a mess. And I know who I want to be, and I'm not living up to that, and I don't feel like, but I feel like, even though, again, I don't want to say it, I know it's not true, but I feel like the Hashem's not helping me in my ruchnias and my gashmias as well, and what I want for myself in Lumadei Chol and whatever. Things are just not falling into place in the right way. Chleis Nish, I took a class, I saw there was a Masorah, there's no Masorah, I have to put in work, you know, like whatever. These things happen, right? It's very disheartening. You feel like I'm Arur. I have to take a Friday class. So then I'm moist enough to come to Shir Thursday night, Baruch Hashem. It's Schar Halicha. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. That's why you have Friday class. It's going to be big. So we have to look at Eliezer to understand how to go from a state of Arur to a state of Bracha. So how did Eliezer change May Arur to Baruch? How did he? Because we learn from Eliezer, we can learn, these are the fundamental foundations of Yiddishkeit. Because I need to know this, because we're all going to have these in our life. We have the Medrash that he did it. But how? Comes the Heligas Vas Emes. Listen to this Vas Emes, Mamish Mayridik. So he says as follows. He says as follows. What was the curse? What was the curse of Eliezer? The curse, the Arur that we're talking about. So it was a curse, as we said, that Noach gave to Chum, which was Arur Kanan Eved Avadim Yiyah. Canaan is cursed, you're going to be a slave. Now, Eliezer isn't Eved. Actually, we see the fruition of that curse. But listen to how the Heligas Vas Emes learns this curse. It's much unbelievable. The eyes of a tzaddik to see Torah in such a way. He says, it couldn't be that Noach, to his own son, and Noach is going to give a curse, and he's not going to give within the curse, also, the Eitzah, the advice of how to go and get away from this curse, and get to a state of bracha. He says, "Vinei Eliezer, it's in Tafresh Memtes. Your Tafresh Memtes, the second piece. Vinei Eliezer, haya Kanan. Vinema Arur Kanan Ever Avadim Yiyah. Ubevadai Noach Nasan Lo Beze Eitzah. Certainly Noach gave advice. Eich Shiyotam Aklal Arur Ayde Avdus. How to leave a state of Arur through the Avdus. You're through the Avdus." Kira the haven. It's impossible. She, he after Leo's b'fnei atma ki aror davipo. He knew that it's not going to happen by itself because naturally, inherently, he's cursed, right? V'nasim lo etza. So he gave him advice. You know how you get out of the aror? Leo's eved, be an eved to Avram Avinu. If you're an Eved to someone who's blessed, that could fix your soul. But Eliezer, his skills though, so Eliezer understood this. Meaning what? You know how the Vas Emes is learning this pasuk? We learned the pasuk probably many times in our life, and we read it. You're cursed. You know how you're cursed? You're going to be a slave. No! This is how you learn the pasuk, Vas Emes says. Arur Kanan. Kanan, you're going to be cursed. Oh, but you want to know how to get out of it? Eved avadim ya lachav. Be an Eved to the right person. Meaning what? If you're an Eved to the right person, what's going to be when you're an Eved to the right person? You're going to learn from his ways. He's going to be mashpi on you. You'll learn what it is to be a tzaddik. And you'll flip yourself me'aror lebaruch. And that's what Eliezer did. In fact, you know, it's interesting. Eliezer, the Megala Mukos says, his real name was Yezer. And because he learned and he was Eved from Avram, Avram was Ish Chesed. Avram was all about giving and caring. Derech Eret Kadmul Torah, of course, as we're saying. And therefore he learned how to be that type of person from Avram Avinu. And the name Kel, we know Kel, as we see in Tilim, in Nunbeis, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Kel is chesed, right? Hashem, Kel, Rachel, Mechan, and Erechapayim is chesed. So the name Kel of Hashem, which is chesed, which he learned from Avram, is added to him and he becomes Eliezer. And the Megala Mukos says, listen, this is incredible. If you take the gematria of Yezer is gematria, Yud, Ayin, Zayin, Reish, 287, exactly gematria, you can't make this up. Eved Avodim Yiyah La'achav. Meaning what? Yezer. Right now, as you are, you're Yezer and you're Arur, but you want to learn how to be Eliezer, Yezer Gematria, Eved Avod Miyelachav. Learning and being the proper Eved.
Eliezer or Yezer?
Yezer is Gematria, Eved Avod Miyelachav. 287. What do we see as well? 287, Yezer. Yud Ayin Zayin Resh. What do we see? We know, and where do we see this even in the greatest of levels? El Avram Avinu, we know in Parshas Lech Lecha, Lot is taken captive, and he goes to try to save him. And if you look in the pasuk there, Parak Yudalad, how many people does he take with him to be Meister Nefesh and to fight for Lot, sacrificing his life? He takes 318 exactly. Gamacha Eliezer. And Eliezer embodied all that he was taking with him. And Eliezer went as his trusted servant, also being Moser his Nefesh. And he embodied Avram Avinu. You know, now we could understand as well what it means that his face looked like Avram Avinu. It means he was shining like Avram Avinu, which there's another medrash that explains. He was literally shining like, you know, big tzaddikim, the imam is shine. Now, there are chazals that talk about it, but those of us who have this chus to have spent time with tzaddikim in our lives, like, it's not just like some spiritual thing that isn't there and it's like somewhere deep. You literally see it. I want to tell you, you know, a lot of the chever here knows the Janikowskis. You probably know one of the brothers. I'm very close with all of them. Such a special mishpacha. So the father, Joey, who himself is a ben Torah Tam Chacham and a very, very, very big tzaddik. I heard, Joey told me this himself. Now, Joey, if you know Joey, he's a ben Torah, he's a tzaddik, but he's like, he's not like a chassidisha, you know? No, this isn't, he would be the first to tell you that, you know? Very litvish. He's got passion for Torah mitzvahs, don't get me wrong. He's incredible, I love him. When I say it like that, just to understand the story, that he would never like, on any level, make this, not, he would never say a word of sheker either, he's a tzaddik. But he told me, his cousin, his great uncle was Rav Janikowski, Rav Avram Svi, was a gadol ador in Eretz Yisrael, who was in Bnei Brak. And when he was learning in Eretz Yisrael, when Joey, years ago, was learning in Eretz Yisrael, he went to him for Shabbos Kodesh, he went with him. And he brought him, he said it was Shal Shudah's time, right before Ma'ariv, it was already dark outside, to go see the stipler. Imagine, go see the stipler. We have the schos we've seen in Rav Chaim to see the stipler. Joey told me this. It was dark outside already. It was Ma'ariv time. Dark outside. He walks into the stipler's apartment. He's going into the apartment. And all the light, it was candle. They used candlelight. There was nothing. Everything went out. Everything's dead. You know, it's the end of Shabbos. Nothing. Dark. He's going through the hole. He's going through and getting there dark. He walks into the stipler. He told me the stipler's face was shining, lit up the entire room. There were no lights, the whole room was lit up by the stipler's face. Shining. I'll tell you, if you look at Reb Chaim, he's shining. He's shining. I'll never forget the first time I had this chus to be with Reb Chaim. The first time I ever saw this chus on my wall, you know the chevron knows I have a wall with tzaddikim. So I think it's right on top of the picture you made for me. Chai Shlomo with Reb Shlomo Amar, which is mamish, another shining tzaddik. But you'll see Reb Chaim. That picture was taken the first instant that I met Reb Chaim. One of my talmidim had a camera. You know what cameras are, guys? That was back in the day. And Lamaisa was many years ago. The first time I met Reb Chaim was that time. And I remember him coming down. He wasn't. We were like we had this inn, and he was coming down the steps behind like the glass door. I remember just seeing his form, it's surah, it's bamish like a pachet, and he's shining. If you look at that wall, you'll see his face shining, and it's not the camera. It's shining. So came along Eliezer Avram, and he was shining also. Because when you're an Eved, and you're a Shliach, Shluch Hoshadim Kamoso, you learn to embody the person, you learn from the person. In fact, I read an incredible story. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tzaddik Rabbi Kiva Eger, he once made a shidduch with the Tzaddik Rabbi Shmuel Kornfeld. Rabbi Kiva Eger was very weak, and he wasn't able to go to do Tanoim, to officially, you know, commit to the shidduch. So he sent Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who was a Tzaddik friend of his, and he sent him to be his shliach to do Tanoim for the shidduch between their children. And when Ephraim Zalman went, He went by the Tanayim and he stayed a very long time. He didn't just go do the Tanayim, but he was a big tzaddik who generally by Simchas he went to Maltov. He didn't used to spend a long time there. And here he spent the entire from beginning to end. He didn't leave. So someone asked him, "What pshat? Why are you staying?" He says, "What do you mean? Shluchu shadim kamoso. If you're the shliach, you're like the person. The longer I could be like a Rav Kiva Eger, the better it's for me." He's a shliach of Rav Kiva Eger, so he stayed. He wanted to stay while he's the minute he stops being a shliach. Shluchu shadim kamoso. Eliezer Eved Avram was a shliach. He was a shliach till the end. In this story, what type of shliach was it? His whole life dream is shattered. He thinks his daughter is going to marry Yitzchak Avinu. He's told no, and he continues to do his shliach. And that's the moment that he turns around to Baruch, when he shows his ultimate shlichus, even in a moment when it's bad for him. That's the type of shliach we have to be for the Eibishter, first of all. That even when it doesn't seem so right for us, we have to follow the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter what, we have to follow the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I'll tell you as well what we learn from here. What the Sfas Emes is teaching us based on this pasuk is that the Eitzah to leave a state of aura in our lives is to be a shliach and a mishares to someone in our life that could be a role model and a tzaddik to us. Asei lecha rav. Of the biggest Eitzahs as we move on in life, the chevra, we're moving on and we're getting older. And it's going to come a time, Baruch Hashem, now you have the schus to still be a ben yeshiva. It's going to come a time we're not a ben yeshiva our whole life. And you're going to go, and you're going to get married, b'shatoiva. And you're going to move on, and after Imparnasa, and everyone in this room has to always have a Rebbe. A Rebbe that we're constantly in touch with, and talking to. Not just if you have a halachic shayla, to learn from, to grow from, to be mishares, and to be a shliach of. And when you have that, you have your safeguard to ensure that if there's ever a time that you might be slipping and feel a sense of aror, that relationship and that kesher, like it was between Eliezer and Avram, will bring us back to Baruch. Will bring us back to Baruch. And we can never forget that. You know, recently a young man came over to me, not someone from DRS, whatever it was, asked me if we could talk. It was very, I don't know, what do you want to talk about? Of course, I'm here for you. And he gave through the whole thing. He was married with kids, and he doesn't feel like he's found, has a Rebbe at this point in his life, and he knows how badly he needs a Rebbe. So I don't know where he was going with it the first time. So he just went on a whole speech of this, and then he says to me, I want to know if it's okay if you could be my Rebbe. It was really very beautiful. It was very sweet. It was a little bit strange. I don't think anyone's ever asked me to be their Rebbe before. Like, in, you know, those relationships usually just happen naturally. It was so sweet, and of course, I said, of course, I give him a hug. I don't know who I am. They're probably way more worthy people, but I'm here for you always, you know? But it was so beautiful to me. First of all, it was just beautiful and so sweet, but he was like apologetic about it. He felt bad. He's like, I know you don't have time, and it's more time in your life. It was very beautiful. It was really beautiful. But what was amazing in the chizik was this young man understood how important it was for him to have a Rebbe. He has people in his life he could ask halachic shailas to. But you need someone in your life, people in your life, that you're misharis and that you're a shliach of, and that you're connected to, that could be a role model, that if ever a time, chas v'shalom, that you're slipping and falling and feeling a sense of horror, that's going to be the connection that will bring you back to Baruch. And it's very, very important. That's Eitz Aleph, how to go from a state of Ara to state of Baruch. But there's one other message I want to discuss. You know, in Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning, right in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash discusses, why was the world, Lama Nivra Olam Bebeiz? Why was the world created with Bebeiz? It should be with Aleph. And one of the answers is, the Lama Bebeiz, Shu Lashem Bracha. Bebeiz is Bracha. The Lama Lob Aleph, why don't we start with Aleph? Shu Lashem Arura. Aleph is a curse. But then we know, and the comfort and Nechama is, and goes on later. And Chazal say, Amar Velazar, Barchanim, Shem Ravacha, Esm Shidor, Sayyid Aleph, Chorus, Tigal, Ben Kisuch, Ben Baruchu,
I'm a fun adventure, and he reached all these people, Brazil and Khabi, I'm a Kash Barthu, Ha'ilam Law, Lonivrel, Biskosa Tayra. And she never knows Hashem Lakacha. So the Aleph was upset about this, and Aleph was sad that it didn't start with Aleph. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, the whole world was only created for a Torah. And that Sefer Devarim starts, I know Yichei Hashem Lekecha with an Aleph. Same Medrash. The obvious question is, what happened? If Aleph represents Arur, and therefore couldn't be creation of the world, it's Bereishis Bar Lekim. Suddenly when it's Torah, we could start with Aleph. If Aleph's Arur, we shouldn't start the Torah with it either. Start Sefer Devarim with the Beis also. What's that? Comes from Shlomo Kluger. Don't ever forget this. And Shlomo Kluger says so beautifully, incredibly, that once you have Torah, and once you're learning Torah, even anything that's cursed could be flipped around into a bracha. In the beginning of creation of the world, there is no Torah yet. With no Torah, I don't want to start with Arur. I don't want cursed. But once I'm bringing Torah into the equation, even something that's inherently Arur could be turned into Bracha. Who was the one that started Torah in the world? It wasn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Da Sadi Zayin Amr Aleph. It says, not when we had Kabbalah Satara, but a little bit earlier, it says, at the bottom, it says, the first, there are 6,000 years to the world. Shnei Alafim Tov, the first 2,000 years was desolate. The next Shnei Alafim Torah. And if you look at Rashi there, he says, when did the world of Torah begin? When Avraham was 52 years old. That's when that Kufa begins. Avraham was the first, we know that Chazal teaches to keep Torah and to understand Torah. And who learned that Torah from him? Eliezer Eved Avraham. He was Doyle Mashke. Meaning what? The other way that we can turn around and flip around anything that's Arur to a state of Baracha is through Torah. And that's something that each and every one of us needs to be connected to always. We need a Rebbe that we're Misharis and we learn from to keep us in a state of Bracha our whole lives. Our whole lives. I had the schus to be a Rebbe to Talmidim. But you think I don't have my Rebbeim that I speak to all the time, that I'm inspired by all the time, that I check in with, make sure that I'm who I should be. We all need Rabbeim in our lives, at every stage of life. But we need Torah. We need to always be connected to Torah, to Limud HaTorah, to Amelus B'Torah. Because that's the other key to turning any Arur in our life into Bracha. With Torah, I can turn Arur into Bracha. And that's what it is. In the parash, we say in Perach Avdal, Pasuk Lamdal, Vayoymer Eved Avram Anoichi. Not just Eved Avram Anoichi. Eved Avram. And you know my godless? Anoichi, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzitzicha Mitzrayim, the Aseres HaDibros, Torah. As the Hilig Imer Yosef says, that Eliezer learned Torah, and that's how he was turning around, Me'ar LeBaruch. And this is as well what we find in that same Pasuk. When Lavan goes, and finally is the one to turn, Ar LeBaracha, Bo Baruch Hashem. First of all, Bo Baruch Hashem. Bo is Beis Vav Aleph. It ends with Aleph, which is a word. It starts with Beis Vav Bracha. It's flipping around and turning Arur into Baruch. How with the Vav? The Vav represents Torah, as we know. The Vav of Kushta, the Vav of Torah that's straight and real and Yashrus. It turns into a Bracha through the Torah, everything in Arur. Bo. Baruch Hashem. What does he say to him? He says to him, Lama Tamud Bachutz. Why are you standing outside? Why are you standing outside like someone who's cursed? Someone who's cursed and doesn't feel blessed, doesn't feel righteous. He stands outside to the outskirts, doesn't feel worthy. Lama tama b'chutz. V'anoichi! You have v'anoichi, you have Torah. Penisa habayis, turn into the house. You could be wherever you want. You're baruch. Through v'anoichi. Cover every one of us in our life. Times that are full, that we feel so thankful and feel bracha and feel amazing, and times when we feel harur. But Bez Hashem, we're learning from this parasha, from Eliezer Eved Avram, who turns his life of harur, which was so innate and inherent from the klala of Cham, into a state of bracha, the keys to success in this area. To make sure each and every one of us that we have a Rebbe, and we have a Rebbe our whole lives, Aseilach Rav, but not just to have a Rebbe.
Sometimes that also is a fall. Some only have a Rebbe, and they think the Rebbe itself keeps me in the right place. We have to put the Amelis into Liman HaTorah. And we have to always be connected to Torah. Say it all the time, but that's what keeps us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeps us connected to Bracha. The Saviva might not always be there, we hope, but the environment sometimes changes and we put ourselves in different predicaments. But Torah could be wherever we are, whatever's going on in our life. It's the same Svarim in every country, in every city. You're going to go on a business trip somewhere and the Bi'ichvestish in a makom and or surrounded by the Umas Ha'olam and surrounded by Taivas and... But you know what you can bring with you? Your Gemara. And you can sit and learn. You can sit and learn on the plane there. And when you finish your meetings, you can sit and learn. And you could be Baruch, even in that makom. And then you could also give your Rebbe a call, Baruch Hashem. With all the crazy sad, unfortunate downfalls of technology today, there are also some nihilists. And the ability to connect, and the ability to get in touch from wherever we are, anywhere in the world, is so much easier. No, Zechai Shlomo, when you're in Uman, I'm getting texts from you from Uman. It's not a normal thing. When I went to Uman, I haven't been in Uman in 10 years. When I went to Uman, nothing existed by Uman. My family didn't hear from me for days. For days, you don't hear from me. Who knows? You know, hopefully everything's okay. Hopefully there's no connection. There's no Zeu. You know, I'll speak to you in a week. Speak to you in a week. Now, wherever you are in the world, we could be connected. And that means you could be connected to your Rebbe wherever you are in the world. It means you could be connected to that source that turns us from Aral to Bracha. And the same is with technology, the ability to have Torah wherever you are. Let's say you forgot your sefer. Baruch Hashem. You know, I have my phone. When I finish all of that, in about 100 lifetimes, I'll be okay. You know, I have Safaria. If you need a little English, if you need whatever, you're good to go. You could learn anywhere. Anywhere, at any time, at any moment. So we're connected, and we could be Baruch wherever we are. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Every single one of us should be zoicha to live a life of bracha, feel bracha in our lives. And if lo aleinu, we do have moments when we feel a little bit of aura, now we know how to get out of it and connect to these eitzes and learn from Eliezer Avid Avram. Be zoicha lebracha, be zoicha to simcha, be zoicha to geula, and simcha and bracha always. Till we're zoicha to a time when there's no more aura in the world, and there's only bracha with Bias Mashiach b'mehera b'yameinu.